for MUK and for ZLK Mobile.
MUK.
I don't think we've ever spoken before, but I've heard you a few times. I actually heard you on 10 meters one time. Name here is Shane, and mobile here, and I drive for UPS. I've heard you talk about driving for Southeastern.
Yeah, what area are you covering?
I've done about everything. used to run package, and then I moved into this almost 10 years ago and worked a lot of day routes just around, locally. Greenville, Easley area, Piedmont, all around there. And right now I'm headed to Atlanta. Headed to Spartanburg first, and I'm going to be headed to Atlanta later tonight.
You running a set out tonight?
I'll be one tonight, but normally pull two. I'm pulling two right now out of Granger. I come in at 5:30, make a pickup at Granger, take them to Spartanburg, and then take some Greenville loads down to Atlanta and bring some back.
Okay. Yeah, I come into Granger occasionally. I just got in this afternoon, and I was getting right dropping out, and he called me on the phone and says, hey, we cut Granger, so we're good. If you want to go home, go ahead. So today was one of them days where they issued me my new truck, so I finally got a truck that I ain't got to walk halfway to Egypt to find it anymore, so I took it out there to Wash Bay, cleaned it up a little bit to my liking, which all them trucks are clean, I know you know that, but and kind of went over it a little bit before Monday, because don't want to get in a truck and not know what's going on with it and all that good stuff, but I kind of get aggravated with switching trucks all the time.
And exactly what you mean. I like driving the same one every day. You kind of get used to it. You can leave a few things in it. And it's also nice when nobody else drives it. When you're the only one, you can keep it the way you want it. But, yeah, there's several guys over here from Granger. I see them every night. I don't really talk with them much because I'm usually trying to get in and build my set and get out of there as soon as they're ready. But did you know another guy out there named Wayne? He was a little shorter. I don't know what his age is. He's a little older than me. I'm 53. But he was having eye problems. Something going on with his eye. Do you know that guy named Wayne?
Not right off. I've only been up there this February is 3 years. I know there's been a few people up there that's had to leave for medical reasons, and I can't place another Wayne up there. There's a Dwayne Faust that runs up around. He runs the pub downtown Greenville. And then I'm the only Dwayne up there that I know of, unless somebody's on line haul, I don't know.
Run into him over off White Horse and Augusta Road near Donaldson Center. I saw him when I was in package. I'd see him around town, Simpsonville, I think, even. But the last time I spoke with him, he said he was having some issues with his eye, and he didn't know how much longer he'd be able to stay there. So I was just curious. When I went tonight, I don't...
I ran Taylor's today. Yesterday, I ran Taylor's and Greer. And, I got that stuff split up a little wonky-like, but, a lot of times... day before yesterday, I ran downtown Pub Greenville. I ran Dwayne's route. Not too crazy about the lift gate for downtown.
I used to run a package route downtown several years. That was back before the baseball stadium. I can't imagine trying to deliver down there now, as much as it's grown.
Two or three little old places in downtown that I'm aware of that's kind of shut down. There ain't nothing in them, and now they're taking in... like the motel downtown, they're taking it and reconverting it into different businesses. And I delivered there the other day, and I had to cross the street and take it in their doors. Went through two rooms. And then the building inspector says, those can't be in here. I need you to take them back out. And I'm like, seriously? They fit right where I'm putting them. And he says, nope, can't be in here. Take them out there, load them up on the truck. And the lady comes out there and says, the building inspector made a spot in there for us to put them so you can take them back in there.
I've run into things like that when I was in package. I never delivered. Well, not downtown Greenville. I did do some bulk deliveries to the same businesses on the day run, like Hardness and some of the post offices we deliver bulk stuff to them. But it gets a little frustrating sometimes when they change their mind like that, especially after they're really insistent and you load it back up and then they come back out and say, oh, wait, never mind. We want it anyway.
Somebody I knew was UPS's Birdman and let me think of the other guy, Ronald Watson.
Ron Watson's package car. No. Ron Watson's supervisor. I'm thinking Ron Foster. Never mind. Ron Watson, yeah, he was a supervisor of mine for a while. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I like old Ron. And did you remember Birdman?
Bird?
Yeah, his son shot him.
Yeah, I do. I worked with him for several years. He was a good guy. He always had something nice to say when he'd walk by you.
Yeah, I remember occasionally getting to talk to him here and there. Such a wonderful, I don't know how to put it into words, but if you knew him, you know what I'm talking about. But the day we heard about it, it was like shocking. But I've known Ronald for a long, long time. He's about as good a fella as you could ever want to meet. And, I see a couple of the guys up there running around, and I've seen UPS come in there the other night at Granger. I don't know if it's you. It looked like a young guy in the truck.
Well, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday nights, but I actually took off last Thursday and Friday, and Monday and Tuesday of this week, I took off. My wife and I went out of town, so I didn't come back until last night. So it would have been a young fella probably filling in for me. I can say that now, one of the young fellas.
Yeah, next time you're in there and you see some of us in there, just ask where Wayne's at, because I'm the only Wayne there now, besides Dwayne. But there's a lot of times I do somebody else up there, and I told him, I was like, look, every time I come in, I was like, you got to quit sending me home. I want to go back out and, get that extra hour or whatever, and they've been doing it this week, all week, and they haven't been up there but once in the last 3 months.
If you come up there on a regular basis, we cross paths. I'm there every night. I get there about 6:15, something like that. Between 6 and 6:30, and I usually pull around 7, and I'm the only one there on the outbound side.
Oh, good. Yeah, I know I've seen you, because usually it's the only one I've ever seen when I've been up there. James Hughes, he always stays in there and waits for that last one before he goes back. And he takes that last one that goes out when it closes out, and then he goes back and gets his set and takes off to Columbia.
A lot more go in there, but they dropped us and went to Granger. Went to FedEx Ground a couple years ago, and then they called and wanted us back, but UPS didn't want to take the low price they were offering. So we still haven't won them back yet, but we had a bunch of guys that were going in and out of there, kind of like you do.
In the last 3 years that I've been running with them, is how much we go in there. And now they've done something different. They're taking, and a lot of these swaps, they're doing them early in the morning because, there are a lot of this stuff, it's not, I forget what that word is that they use, but it's not a same-day break, but KQ4MK.
And it can sit there overnight, and you picking up in the morning. Time sensitive, whatever, something like that. But N4ZLK. Yeah, they ship a lot of stuff. It's crazy.
All them Eatons and a bunch of other big companies, and I think I volunteered to work a Saturday one day. All day. That's all I did was swaps. I did Eaton swaps all day. Oh, my gosh. There was like 10 of us, and we didn't ever stop.
They said, hey, take an empty down and drop it down at Granger because they're going to need more. But anyway, but yeah, I'm not sure if I'm the only one that pulls out of there now. I think there might be a guy in the middle of the day comes down. He might take us one or two out of there, but nothing like we used to do.
Ronald, one day, it's been years ago, I think I was going to come over there to Greenville and come to work. And you know, at the time, they just wasn't, the openings were not there. And sometimes kind of wish I could have done that, you know, way back then, because way back then, you know, I could have had a lot more time built up. But I went ahead, went out and bought me a truck. And I mean, I was successful at it, don't get me wrong, but I'll tell you what, when you own your own truck and you're out there trying to make the kind of money it takes to keep that truck living and going and provide, boy, I'll tell you what, you can burn the wheels off a truck.
Tonight, you know, this will be my 34th year. Going on my 34th year, I believe, here, and 20 years or maybe 20 and a half, something like that, in package. You know, you just drive in, something's wrong, you ride it up, they fuel it, you don't have to worry about any of that. Now I fuel this one, but I don't have to pay for it. If there's any maintenance, I just ride it up and they take care of it. I can't imagine trying to get truck running and trying to find my own freight. That'd be a... You're working nonstop at that point.
It's crazy. Yeah, I'm about to come up on a spot up here. I think there's one of those billboards. I figured out the billboard up here gives off some kind of spur, and it wipes out the repeater on my side as far as receiving. We're about half a mile. I don't know why this thing does it, but I drove by it a couple of times and went to reverse, and I can pull right up to that sign, and it's like 30-ish units of interference. And hopefully it don't interfere with me trying to communicate, but I know I may not hear everything you say when I unkey.
No, I can wait a couple minutes.
And through it, but it's right under you. I haven't never gotten to talk to nobody when I get to this spot, but it's right here off of 9th Creek going back to Clemson. When you get right here at the Pendleton at 187, that daggum billboard back there, right before you get to the new Dunkin's, that thing takes and wipes out everything ham radio related right here from the edge of the golf course until you get up here to just past the Waffle House.
So there's one at 153 and 85. If you get off there and start heading down past the Cracker Barrel and everything right there, it just wipes it out for a good quarter mile. And actually, I was just getting on 85 off 385 by the Harley-Davidson dealership there, and it always get a little bit of interference there, too. And there's a couple other guys that talk about one of these kind of signs there in Greer that wipes out everything. So they're all over. They should be corrected, you know, it's not supposed to happen.
I'm going to try to make me up a little small little go box and try to make me some kind of antenna mount, and I'm going to put 2 meters in that daggum truck. Now that I have a truck, I'm going to put a 2 meter radio in that truck because, you know, it's like I always make the joke, you know, somebody says, well, I can't get you on the radio half the time, and then when I hear you, then you're gone again. I'm like, well, I'm just in a big truck doing just like UPS, stop and go, stop and go, stop and go.
I I never had one in my package car, of course. There's no reason to. Just, you know, you don't spend enough time in the vehicle, and plus they were a little more strict on things like that. But got spots for CBs. We can have CBs. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to put a 2-meter in here. And I've either taken the CB antenna off and used that coax, or I've put my own mount up and just run my own coax. But I've had a 2-meter radio in every truck I've driven for the last 9 years, because I usually stay in it for a good while. And the guys, that if it's shared with another guy on the opposite shift, you know, I usually check with them to make sure. But it's tucked out of the way where it doesn't, you know, it's not in their way. It doesn't bother them.
Yep. Figure out what I can do. I've got a mobile radio. I'd like to be able to make something that I could just hook it on something, plug a radio in, and hook an antenna up on the mirror. Just takes 2 minutes to do it. I'll just have to run it on 5 watts. But if I'm all over Greenville all the time, I think 5 watts with a good antenna, it's going to get into the 610 machine anyway.
Have any issues? It sure makes the day a lot better when there's nothing on the radio and you're driving. You know, I used to drive from Donaldson Center all the way over to Easley and then back into Greenville, and it makes those rides a little bit better when you can either listen or talk to somebody.
Well, you hear somebody come in there and if you ain't talked to, you can talk to them for a minute, and then when, you know, it comes that time, you know, you just got to say, well, got to jump out, got to go deliver. And then go do your thing, and if they're there, they're there. If they ain't, they ain't. That's all there is to it.
Out of Greensboro, ran up there for a little while, found a repeater out of Raleigh that had really good coverage. I could pick it up. I could start hearing it just north of Charlotte and get into it about the 60-mile marker north of Charlotte. And met a guy, a FedEx driver, coming out of Virginia, and there was two or three other guys. We could have a pretty good round table, or at least there'd be somebody there in the middle of the night, at least one or two people. And now I found a repeater out of Gainesville that I can pick up. I can hear it, you know, sometimes here in Greenville, but usually on the way down before I get to the state line. But I can get into it consistently from the state line all the way down to Atlanta, so that helps. There's always somebody on in the middle of the night.
I've missed having a radio in a truck, and the biggest reasons why I haven't is because I just haven't really had the time to really want to warrant putting one in it. I keep my HT in my backpack, but I mainly just keep it in there for just emergencies. If I happen to get over there and I just happen to need somewhere, you know, if my cell phone just happened to not work, and, you know, if I wanted to call somebody on the radio to call somebody, you know, whatever, you know. But, and the little HT might work out just fine. I just got to figure out how to adapt it to the, a good antenna. I got the Yaesu FT6, I think, F6 or something. I can't remember what that thing is.
A fairly good antenna. I've been using a Hustler. It's just a 2-meter. It's got the 3/8 mount, just like a CB mount, and it doesn't require a ground plane or anything. I've had very good luck with that antenna. I think it runs, it's under $50, I believe. I think I even paid $25 the first time I bought one. HRO has them. It does a really good job.
I'll tell you something else too. I've been slowly working on my boat and getting it ready for this spring. And I got my radio, and I got to make me a mount to go in the railing, because I got that rail system where you can mount whatever, but it's a duck boat's what it is. Got the duck motor and all that, you know, the mud motor. And I've got a compartment that I've already fixed, but I'm going to put 2 meters on the boat. And I'm going to see how that's going to work out. Now, probably the first time I'm bass fishing, I'll probably clobber that antenna, but I'm hoping I can use something that'll work.
Is that LK? Well, there you go. And you can be maritime mobile on one of the lakes or rivers around here.
Out the last couple of weeks, about every other weekend, it didn't rain for a little bit. And pretty much froze my kahunas off about every time I went out there. But I don't know how I'm going to act when I go out there and it's nice and warm. And because I've went out since November. I've went out every weekend. We've not had rain. So, you know how cold it's been.
That's some pretty cold weather. We've had some cold weekends.
A big storm that came through. It came in from Georgia, and it was coming up and going up towards North Carolina. I was looking at the weather, and it said it wasn't going to break free up here in Clemson, because it's about where I live between Seneca and Clemson. But it wasn't going to break until about 2. But down there at the state line, it's going to be broke off and done by 10 o'clock. And I thought to myself, well, it's going to move that slow. I told her, I said, well, I'm going out on the bottom end. And I'm going to go out there and put in the boat in and try to run it. Well, I got to looking at it, and half of the lake was only getting covered in rain. It was just on one shoulder of it. So I parked down here at the landing, and it was kind of raining a little bit. So I put the boat in, parked the truck, got in the boat, shot across the lake. It wasn't raining a drop. I drove near to 2.5-3 miles down the lake to my fishing spot, and the rain was over in the woods, and it wasn't even raining on the lake.
Technology helps you there, because before everybody had radars on their phones, you'd have looked outside and seen it was raining, probably wouldn't even have gone.
Got that Garmin on there, and it has all the weather and the mapping and the GPS stuff and all that fancy, snancy stuff, and you can link it up with your phone, and, you know, it just amazes me at the technology, because this is something new this year that I've just went with, and it just allows you to be more versatile when you got a hobby that's called fishing.
Your Saturday morning YouTube channel?
For a little while, and the reason why I haven't is because of we had this weather, and it was raining like crazy just about every time I would try to do it. And I had some SWR issues when it was raining. Well, I got that fixed and got it straightened out. And then it was like, when the lightning thing goes off, I'm just like, you know what? Lightning's what destroyed my stuff last year. And I'm very gun-shy. So if anything, if I get the least little iota of anything, I won't even get near those radios. But when I know there ain't nothing around, I'll get on there. Now, in the morning, if it happens to be raining, but I don't have lightning, I'm probably going to do a live.
You on 10 meters one time, you were talking about it, and I looked you up. I recognized your call. I'd heard it on the repeater, and I was like, well, that guy, I know he's local. And then you were telling somebody, I think it was somebody you were talking to in England, possibly. I know it was a distance away, and you were telling about your YouTube channel. I mean, this has been probably a year ago. And I checked it out a little bit. I think I might even have tuned in that next morning, but that was before I was night. So, yeah, it would have been more than a year ago now. I've been on this route for a year and a half.
As I was talking to you, that was Rob, M0TFO. He has a really close friend of mine, and he's good friends with Dave, W4DJW, as well. And, yeah, I've talked to him quite regularly. And even though he's in England, we video chat a lot and talk a lot on the phone and stay in contact, you know, pretty much every week, talking about Lord knows what. And he's kind of one of those gurus that knows pretty much everything there is to know about amateur radio, the logistics of it, the electronic parts of it, getting into capacitance, resistance, and I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and we're always collaborating and building things, even though we're 5,000 miles away, we'll get on video chat and be building something together. And he'll be coaching me, I might be coaching him, or we're just trying to both figure out how not to blow something up.
It's fun when you can meet people, have similar interests, and you just hit it off, and it's even more fun when they are from a whole different culture. My mother's from England, so all her family is over there, and one of my cousins, it's her first cousin, her youngest first cousin, so he's probably closer to my age. He's into astronomy and photographs and stuff like that, and he's got a telescope in his backyard set up in a little building, and he's made friends with guys over here that are in astronomy but also in ham radio, so he's asked me about a couple of them if I know them. I think there's somebody down in the lower part of the state that he communicates regularly about astronomy, but who's on
him on one of my lives one time, and I wasn't thinking nothing about it at the very beginning, you know, no big deal, and then I got to talking to him, and then I got to realizing, wait a minute. Okay. So, it was like I had somebody drop in. They said they was going to send me a message, and they did, and then I come find out it was somebody, you know, pretty special, and it's like I kind of hit that off with them, and then, you know, I got a chance to go do something somewhere that I'd never get to do in my whole lifetime and meet people that I'd never meet in my lifetime, no matter what I did. And then I kind of felt like, you know, I didn't even ask for that, but it was a fortunate event. And it's still shocking to know that you never know who's listening. You never know who's on the other side of that microphone. You never know who's on the other side of that video when you're doing a video. You just never know. And it amazes me as some of the people and the cultures and the different, just different people from all over the world. And sometimes they can turn out to be somebody that, you know, you just said, wow, I would have never got to talk to that person in my lifetime unless they just found me and dropped in and hit it off.
That LK, yeah, that's pretty cool. And you're right, you never know who's listening. I mean, some of these guys, it could be whatever they do, you know, YouTube, ham radio, whatever, they've just developed a following, they've gotten pretty well known, but yet they're just regular guys like you and me, and they're just out there doing their thing. But listen, I got a phone call, and I'm actually not far from where I'm going, and my wife's calling me, so let me get this. Enjoyed it, Wayne. I hope to talk to you again. I'll look for you, Granger. KG4MUK, M4ZLK.
All right, you have yourself a good night, and I'll let you get back to doing what you got to do. I just pulled into the road that goes to my driveway, so have yourself a good night, and talk to you later. KG4MUK.